Now a new hotline is being piloted for farmers facing stress and other mental health issues here in Wisconsin. The Farmer Wellness Program now includes a 24-hour confidential counseling hotline for farmers and for their families. Our next guest joins us to talk about the program and the challenges farmers are facing here in the state. Jane Krull is director of the Farm Center for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, or DATCAP. Jane, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us why the department wanted to start this counseling line for farmers?
Well, we've had a Wisconsin Farm Center, a team of very dedicated professionals helping farmers. We have a 800 number that's been around since it was born out of the 80s farm crisis. So we provide financial assistance, mediation, counseling, that type of thing. And we've always seen the need for something like this, but we've really seen the growing need in the last few years with all the extra stress and challenges farmers are going through, the intensity of the calls and the stress and the anxiety that farmers are going through. So we're finally able to make that happen, thankfully, due to some funding that was provided in Governor Evers' 2019 to 2021 biennial budget and approved by the state legislature.
Now, 2020 has brought, I think, special, unique challenges that we'll get to in a minute. But can you talk a little more about, even up through last year, some of the challenges when it came to mental and emotional health concerns that you're trying to tackle here?
Sure. There's just so many challenges going on that are unique to the farming occupation. But it's definitely been increased in the last couple of years with all the weather challenges we've had, the wet season. Some farmers weren't even able to get a crop in last year. We've got majorly fluctuating milk prices, for instance, here in Wisconsin, and just general commodity prices. And a lot happening more recently, as you know, with COVID, some additional challenges as well.
Yeah, now talk about how COVID-19 has made the kind of worrisome situation even worse.
Yeah, you know, when COVID was first hitting, we did have calls to the Farm Center with people asking, like, what does this mean? How is this going to impact me? And we didn't know, but boy, it sure came on fast. We had a major disruption to the food supply chain, as everyone knows now, especially for our dairy farmers, our livestock and meat industry, that type of thing. So they were definitely affected by that and just the general challenges that came along with COVID and having to do things differently on their farm.
We're talking to Jane Krull, director of the Farm Center for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, looking at a new farmer wellness an ongoing farmer wellness program, a new hotline also for farmers facing stress and other mental health issues. So, if a farmer calls up, what can they expect if they dial the line?
Sure. If you dial the 24/7 line, you can call any time of day. That's what we're really excited about. Any day of the week. You can expect to talk to someone who's ready to speak to you, a listening ear for you. We've basically given some training to these counselors. They already have some farm experience talking to farmers, but we did go through about a month making them familiar with the specific challenges we have here in our state, and they're ready to talk to you. So when you call, you'll have to, you know, answer a couple questions in the beginning just to kind of screen and see how critical is the situation. It can be any level. Please call the number if you just want to talk to somebody or if you're in a more serious situation, either way. But they'll be screening you in the beginning kind of to gauge what's going on real quickly because they want to get to the root of the matter. And then you can talk for as long as you want. It could be 5 minutes or an hour, but just someone to talk to lend an ear to you if you are feeling a lot of stress and anxiety on that particular day.
And I should ask if there's a farmer out there listening thinking, yeah, I could use something like this. What's the number? What number do they call for this?
Sure. The number is 888-901-2558. And again, it's 888-901-2558. Again, available 24/7.
Now, this is a service, a new service you're providing. It's not the only thing out there. And I understand your group has been doing trainings, working on trainings for people, maybe not just the farmers themselves, or people who work with them, people in communities, to try to assess mental health risks and possible suicide risks. Can you talk about what's out there?
Sure. We're doing quite a few things related to farmer mental health the last couple of years, thanks to the legislative money we were given. So we are doing things like a podcast. We know a lot of people can't get out and meet face to face these days, but we want to let them know they're not alone. So we launched about a month ago something called Rural Realities. It's a podcast regarding all farm topics, but we're starting out with a series of five farmer mental health related topics. So we've got some great topics about farm family communication and farm financials. When is the point you should reach out for help? How your brain is affected by stress, which is important. You know, there's a stigma with farmers and mental health, I think. Someone in Minnesota that we worked with on the training part of it, who's been doing this for many years, talking to farmers, is Ted Williams and Mona McConkie in Minnesota. And they had said something great to me, which is, you know, mental health does not always mean mental illness. You need to take care of your mental health just like you do your heart or a broken leg or that type of thing. So that's why, you know, it's hopefully people aren't afraid to reach out anymore. We want to really break that stigma of farmer mental health. Some of the other things we're doing is we're offering QPR trainings coming up here shortly. They will all be virtual now. We've got six going on. The first one is July 29th, and there's different times and times of the day and different days of the week that we're doing between now and October 1st. QPR stands for Question, Persuade, Refer, and those are two-hour sessions where you can get a quick training on how to look for signs when you're talking to farmers, whether you be an ag service provider who's going to the farm, like a milk hauler or a vet, or the farmer themselves talking to another farmer. What are the signs you look for in a farmer who may be going through extra stress or even possibly a suicidal situation, and how to help them get help?
This
is
an
important few examples of what we're doing.
Sure. This is an important time for this. And I think I read you were talking about this elsewhere, Jane, that with COVID-19 causing these extra economic stresses, it's also taking away, you know, those social connections that farmers might have relied on to keep their mental well-being up. Maybe the whatever it is, the meeting at the diner, the trip to church, things that, you know, maybe they could do. Maybe if they're physically at risk, they don't want to be out in groups. That's something that they don't have right now, farmers, that they would usually have.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. I think we all are experiencing more isolation than we're used to, but the farming occupation itself is already quite an isolating job you're doing on your own in many cases. So it's important that farmers get out a little bit, and now it's even harder to do that. So that's why another reason why this funding has come at such a good time, that we can offer different ways that you can, you know, make a phone call, have a listening ear, or listen to a podcast, or just to know you're not alone, to go to these sessions, that type of thing. We're trying to offer different avenues that you can still reach out.
I know it's a new program and too soon to tell how it's working, but how do you evaluate the success of this hotline over the next couple few months?
Yes, you know, this hotline we've been wanting so long, it is just a pilot program that we're doing for 8 or 9 months to see what response we get, because we knew we needed to get this out to the farmers when this funding was available. So we're really excited about it. We're going to measure the success not only by the number of calls, of course, but the importance of the calls and, you know, who did we help. Obviously, everything's free and confidential, what the Farm Center does, including these farmer mental health services. So, you know, you don't have to give your name and all your information. Don't worry about that. But we will, you know, have an understanding of the nature of the calls and how, you know, how many calls we're getting. But to me, even if only, you know, 10 farmers call a week, which may not seem a lot, that's 10 farmers we helped that needed that lending ear, that we may have prevented them from extra stress or given them practical tools to help with that situation or to even prevent a suicidal crisis situation.
Jane, thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Jane Krull is director of the Farm Center for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. We talked about a new pilot program which provides a confidential 24/7 hotline to farmers facing mental health issues. That hotline number again is 888-901-2558. That's 1-888-901-2558. 5-8.